Hi, it's Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Hourglass Bride. I am so excited and so elated for today's guest. Today we are talking with Dr. Namira Alivoy, and when you talk about conscious health and consciously creating a family, and what does that look like? It's a whole different way of thinking, and it's a whole different way of living when you're actually choosing together as a couple and as an individual optimal health and healing and thinking about how you really want to bring a child into this world and to create a family and a future. And Dr. Namira became a chiropractor really because it was a field in which the values and philosophies, the profession, really lined up for her. And I love that, and we're going to talk about that today. And when I was talking with her, she was saying from really a spiritual place that she believes that our bodies were created to last, and that if we really take care of them as they were designed, that they would function well throughout our entire lifetimes. And so really from this very scientific place, she still talks about how beautifully organized the collection of our atoms are and our bodies are. And she also will talk about the contradiction in the philosophy of chiropractic and how many chiropractors today just really think that people should come in and get adjusted regularly. And wouldn't it be wonderful if you were working with somebody whose desire and design was really to create wellness, the whole body, the whole person, the whole being, not for you to just to keep coming back, but when you see that person, for them to launch you into a healthier and a happier life. And she has become very successful teaching her patients and her communities about the importance of getting checked, and also the differences between the neurological competence versus actually getting adjusted and really the healing capacity of our body. And she's worked with so many female patients with reproductive issues, and her successes have just been incredible. And it's interesting because she has her own daughter, and even becoming a mom, what that was like for her when she was preparing her body and getting it ready to have a child. And it's really, she talks about how that tuned her into the bigger vision of serving her life's purpose. And one of my favorite things that I've read about her is that she said she wants to foster a new generation of naturally healthy kids, kids that will be able to experience a life in a body that was created to last right from the get-go. And I think it's so incredibly beautiful. And all of this really begins with working with couples who want to consciously create a better lifestyle for themselves and for their family. And so that's what people do when they're working with her. She is amazing. She's gifted. She's talented. She's wise. She's knowledgeable. And we're so lucky that she's taken time out of her day to share with us how you create a conscious family. So we want to welcome to the show, Dr. Namira. Welcome. It's so wonderful to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
It's such an incredible field. It really is. And when we talk about health and healing, that, I mean, there's nothing more important than our bodies and our lives, because it doesn't really matter what's happening in the world around us if we don't have our health and we don't have our energy and we don't have our vitality. We can't even stand up to forge the world around us or to be able to love our partners or our families or our mates. And so I just think it's such a beautiful vision and a field, and I love what you've dedicated your life to.
Thank you. I always kind of like to think back to, yeah, you absolutely, nothing else matters if you don't wake up in the morning. And it's absolutely amazing that our body just knows to open our eyes. And yes, we've been breathing all night and our body's been doing what it needs to do. And it works that way because our bodies were designed to do that. And so if we don't have that, we don't really care what anything else happens.
It's so funny. I have a little dog. She is 2 pounds, 3 ounces. The cutest, funniest, most hysterical little dog you ever saw. And she's like a rooster. At 5 o'clock every morning when the sun comes up, she gets up and she dances. And the joy of the day is unbelievable. I mean, I wish I could bottle that kind of happiness and joy. And I travel a lot. So there's a lineup because she's only 2 pounds, 3 ounces. People say to me all the time, if you ever go away, I'd love to watch this little dog. And people say that when she wakes up, They said, it's amazing that it's almost like I survived the night and I'm here, that's what other people have gotten that message. And so what you're saying is when we take that first breath and we have that opportunity for this glorious new day, what do we do with it? And how do we keep our bodies at optimal health so each one of those days is really filled with effervescence and vitality?
Absolutely.
That's great. So I love asking, when you were little, like when you were 6 and 7 and 8 and 9, like I wanted to be Miss America, and I wanted to be in the Olympics.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
You just came back in, but everything else was cut out.
Well, I'm so glad that you're hearing me now. I was asking about when you were a child.
Yes.
That when you were little, when you were 6 or 7 or 8, did you know that you would be a healer?
To some degree, yes. I definitely grew up knowing I wanted to help people. I didn't know what that was. I did know that I wanted to not go into the medical field in terms of becoming an MD. It was just one of those things where, while in certain times and points, they're absolutely and vitally useful and beneficial to our health and our lives, but at the same time, I just kept seeing my mom on more and more medications, and they weren't working for her. And so that's something I didn't want to do. And so I've always grown up being very, very accustomed to using my hands and loving my hands, and I have no problem scrubbing the toilets or cleaning the floors, and I love using my hands. And I really wanted to be a massage therapist. My dad almost threw me out of the house because he was the first person in our family to go to college, and there was no way that his firstborn child was going to go and become a massage therapist, because I had a 4.3 GPA, and I was the well-behaved little girl who was supposed to go to college. So to make my daddy happy, because I am daddy's little girl, I started looking into other options just to see what else I could do. And mind you, I have friends in all these professions, and I respect them dearly. But so then I thought I would be a physical therapist because I still got to help people, and I still got to use my hands. And my dad at the time was like, why do you want to be just a therapist? Like, why don't you want to go be an MD? And I'm like, because I don't want to be an MD. That doesn't vibe with me. The philosophy just didn't work. Like, I didn't want to be putting Band-Aids on people. And I am a very spiritual person, and to some degree, I really just believe that, you know, we were given bodies that were designed to work. And so I kept learning more and more and researching more, and I thought that I was going to go into osteopathic school and get a DO, because the philosophies lined up a little bit closer to what I believed in, and it was something that could still make my daddy happy, and I would still be a doctor, and, you know, it just kind of went from there. So I got into a 7-year program, and I went, as I was getting ready to go away to college, I was in a huge car accident. My car was hit by another driver, and it flipped twice, and it was right after I graduated high school. And at that point in my life, I had never heard of chiropractic, nor did I know what a chiropractor was, nor had I ever been to one, no idea. But it just so happened that a gentleman who was working with my mom at the time had just finished chiropractic school, and he was like, what do you mean they took her to the hospital in an ambulance and they never took any x-rays of her spine? Can you just bring them in? I really want to take care of them. Don't worry about the money. We'll figure it out later. So my mom was like, well, I guess, okay, we'll see what happens. And so she took me and my brother and my cousin to this chiropractor who was just a sweet man, and he was fairly young, just out of school, just trying to be polite and make small talk with, you know, a high school teenager, and asking what I was doing and where I was going. And when I told him what I wanted to do, his eyes lit up, and he was just like, can I tell you about chiropractic? And I was like, okay, you know. And that's when he told me about the whole purpose of, you know, the brain and the nervous system control absolutely everything in our body, and our bodies are self-healing and self-regulating and self-maintaining. And I was like, oh my God, that makes sense. And so I went away to college for a semester, hated it, came back, and decided I was going to be a chiropractor. And that is how I got to where I am.
That's amazing. I mean, it's incredible the paths that are put in front of us. And
absolutely.
It's interesting, as you say, my own experience, I don't know if you know, I was in a terrible car accident, and my car exploded. Mm-hmm. And back in 2001, I was Miss Dance of America, Miss Acrobat of the United States, and I was traveling the world performing, and I was told that, I mean, I couldn't even walk. I was not even able to sit up. I was like a rag doll. And I went to a chiropractor that really allowed me to create the oneness and the wholeness of my body. So it's something I understand, that alignment and what that looks like to reconnect the dots in your body. And I love that that's what you're doing. And then you took it to a whole new level of body consciousness. And so tell me about that.
So I'll kind of do a little pit stop in the middle of the, how I got to where I am. But so when I was at chiropractic school, I'd gone there with just that basic knowledge of what chiropractic was, and I was really excited about that. But as I got there, when I made it into my first and second quarters, we just kept talking about, you know, getting adjusted, and people kept talking about getting adjusted, and I was like, okay, well, I get why we get adjusted. But they were like, you know, well, for maintenance, you want to get adjusted regularly, or, you know, just on and off. And that's kind of where I got stuck, I'll be honest. I was really bummed out, and I was like, wait, the whole point of our bodies is to function well on its own. Why would you need, you know, why would we require the needs of any doctor, whether it's an MD or a chiropractor, to keep us healthy? That didn't make sense to me at all. And I think that's where a lot of the public usually gets confused or, you know, a little overwhelmed by chiropractic, because they're like, well, you need to keep coming back to get adjusted. Well, that means that, you know, something went wrong, and how do I know something went wrong? And so it wasn't until somebody took me into a seminar about upper cervical care, which is what I practice now, where they talked to me about the body's neurology and the brainstem and how that area right at the top of our head, at the top of our neck, is so vital to our health and how it can affect so many pieces of our health, and about how it's really about checking that neurology to see if our body is stuck or adapting. And as long as it's adapting, we shouldn't need an adjustment, because otherwise we're getting in our own way. And so I actually end up teaching my patients about how we should go to the chiropractor to get checked to see if our nervous system is working properly. And then if we need it, they'll give us an adjustment. But if we don't need it, then that's a really good thing, because it means our body's still doing okay. It really kind of turns into this transition of, you know, you go in for your yearly mammogram or physical or prostate exam or whatever, you're going in hoping that nothing's wrong. That's the goal. You're not going in hoping they find something. So when people come to the chiropractor, they shouldn't, especially for maintenance or wellness care, they should be going in just to get checked to make sure everything's working okay. And if it's not, then, you know, as a chiropractor, I'm definitely trained to give you an adjustment, but that shouldn't be the goal of the visit. Because when you're holding your adjustments, that's when your body's healing. If you keep needing to be adjusted, then that means something is still wrong. And then from that point, what I ended up transitioning to was just kind of taking a step back. You know, I'm fairly young. I like to think that I'm still young. I just turned 30 this year, and I had my daughter. I was pregnant when I was in chiropractic school. And so
wow.
I had her at a young age. And I took a step back, because at 30, when you're like, wow, I've been married 7 years, I had a kid who's now 4, where did my life go? Like, I just did so much before I turned 30, I just had to take a step back. I was tired. And I love running my practice. It's amazing to meet my patients. And you know, when I'm having a bad day, I go to my Yelp reviews. They make me feel really, really good. but I had to take a step back and just be like, what do I want to do with this? Like, I'm really good at upper cervical care, and I can help patients with their low back pain, their neck pain, their numbness and tingling in their foot, as well as their reproductive issues. But what do I really stand for? And that's when I took a step back and realized what was going on with my friends who were trying to get pregnant, and I looked back at the experience that I myself had when I was looking to have my daughter. And I was like, you know what? This is what I want to do. Like, I stand for having a world of kids who are not on drugs, any type of drugs, if we can avoid them. And I stand for that because I literally spent a year taking care of my body and getting it ready to conceive so that I could have a healthy child. And my child is 4, and we've definitely never taken any serious, I mean, we've never taken any medications. We've had, you know, a couple of homeopathic remedies here and there for the basic sniffles, but she's one of the healthiest kids around, and my friends know that. Like, they're all shocked when they're like, she's not out of school. She hasn't been out of school in, like, 3 months. And I'm like, no. You know, once or twice a year something might come up. But I stand for creating a world of healthy kids, and I like working with those parents that want to be able to create that for their family. And that was my transition.
That's amazing. I mean, and I know that you had said something in your bio, which I absolutely love, that says that kids will be able to experience life in a body that was created to last from the very get-go, which I love. And then you said something about we spend so much time thinking about the nursery colors, the registry items, the frivolous things that really won't matter in a few years. Imagine how we could affect the health of our children for their entire life if we spent that same amount of time and energy on preparing the baby's first home, which is
the mommy
room. I mean, that's just beautiful.
Yeah, it was actually, I get my brilliant moments when I'm in my car driving. I just go on rants. I start thinking about certain topics, and I was thinking about my own house. And I was just like, man, we spent a lot of time thinking about, you know, what car seat to get and this, that, and the other. And I was like, thank God I did this. But I have friends who, you know, they just accidentally got pregnant, and that was it. And then they talk about how horrible their pregnancy was. And I'm like, well, if you've gotten your body ready, you might be experiencing it a little bit differently. Because we can all get pregnant, and that's kind of what I like to talk about with patients who are having trouble or, you know, who didn't like their first pregnancy. It's really, when I look at the brain and nervous system, it's about, are you adaptable or are you stuck? So if you're not stuck, then how adaptable are you? And that's really what I call it the scale of adaptability. So adaptability, on one end, you're highly adaptable and you get pregnant really easily and you have an amazing pregnancy and, you know, your brain and nervous system is like rocking. Like, everything's connected properly and everything's good and you're taking care of yourself the way you need to. On the other hand, you have the people that are stuck and they're having trouble just getting pregnant in the first place. But everyone in the middle was slightly adaptable and they managed to get pregnant, but they're not adaptable enough to enjoy the experience. They're just kind of, their body accidentally got pregnant and now it's trying to suffer through the process as it continues to create new life in the body because it wasn't really ready to.
I love that. And so can people really steer their pregnancy? Can you make it a different experience? I mean, some people are so sick and so ill, and they're so, mm-hmm. you know, can it be joy? And more joy, and more joy, and more joy, and more joy.
Mine, I wish I could be pregnant all the time. Honestly, I think I probably would be a surrogate if I wasn't an upper cervical chiropractor. I loved being pregnant. It was the happiest and healthiest and most joyful point in my life. And I really think that had a lot to do with the time I took prepping my body to get ready for pregnancy. You know, for some people it might be way too long of a time. I did a full year of cleansing. I stopped alcohol a year before. I didn't eat any fast food for a whole year before. That was like the thing that really got me to just stop. No soda, no, like, everything kind of just, I was like, this is what I want to be able to create. Like, I'm creating a new space for a new life to grow in. And I want to give it the best space possible because it's going to be there for 9 months, 9.5 months, you know. I want to be able to nurture that child from the moment that they are created. And to take it a step further, I love working with couples because many times, you know, men get left out of the picture. You know, mommy gets the baby in her belly and, you know, in the womb and, we grow for 9.5 months, and we're the ones going through everything, but we kind of tend to forget that the baby's made up from both mommy and daddy. And so wouldn't it be amazing if both mommy and daddy were super healthy from the beginning so they could offer up the best version of themselves and their genetics to that baby?
That would be amazing. And so when you talk about consciously creating a better lifestyle and a future family, what does that look like?
So really, it goes into looking at lifestyle habits. That's part of it, for sure. I mean, we need to look at our water and how much we're drinking, what we're drinking, our food nutritionally. You know, what are we eating? Are we eating McDonald's and Taco Bell? Are we eating good whole fruits and vegetables and you know, meats and proteins if you'd like. Looking at rest and how much time we take to rest. Rest is such a huge thing many people don't really think about. But we need that rest, especially at night and sometimes during the day, to let our bodies go through the healing process. That's when our body gets to heal. And so, you know, there's people who are like, I function on 4 hours of sleep, and I'm like, you function on it, but is your body getting a chance to heal? Is it being allowed to do what it needs to do to allow you to thrive, not just function? And so I spend a lot of time talking with my patients about rest, because that's a really big one for me. Rest and hydration are the biggest ones after the neurological balance. And then we look at emotional health and relationships and, you know, are we freely communicating with our spouse and being able to get through that part, because that has a lot to do with, you know, relationship with each other and then how it transitions to the relationship as you go through pregnancy and then when you have a new person in your life. And that relationship is going to change, so you need to be able to look at that relationship from the beginning and kind of transition through with it. And then the neurological balance, for me, that's the biggest one. I mean, there are so many people who have amazing lifestyle habits, and then at the same time, they're still just kind of, there's something that's keeping them stuck from moving forward a little bit further. And it's just that people do have a tendency to be a little bit weary of chiropractors, and I think it's because they're afraid of having to go get adjusted for the rest of their lives. But just the idea of knowing what neurological balance can look like and being able to keep our bodies adaptable, and looking at all those as pieces of a puzzle to be able to create a better lifestyle for ourselves. Because if we don't do it before, you know, when we're getting married and creating new habits as a couple, it's going to be a lot harder to do it when you're teaching it to your children to create lifestyle habits for them.
Absolutely. And so what does neurological balance look like? You know, when you talk about people that had reproductive success just from having mm-hmm. neurological balance, so, or when you're saying somebody that's stuck and they're not moving forward in their life, how do you know that there's a neurological problem, and how do you create a neurological balance so they can go out and lead a happy and a healthy life?
Right. So this is really kind of where upper cervical work and a couple of other fields as well in chiropractic are a bit different. Instead of going to a chiropractor where, you know, you would lay down on the table and the chiropractor would feel around and use motion and palpation to see where a bone is might be misaligned and causing a problem, I actually use something called infrared thermography. And what that does is it measures the heat that's coming off the surface of the skin and the base of the neck. And that's actually controlled by our sympathetic nervous system, our fight or flight. And the reason that's important is we want the brain to be sending balanced messages to the body. And so when we're looking at those scans, if the scans are changing and adapting and they look fairly even, that's how we know that a person is working okay. Their nervous system's working fine, it's in balance, it's adapting, it's changing. But many times what happens is there's a lot of people that are stuck in different areas of their life and they don't know why, and they come in and they get scanned. And then I'll scan them again two or three times during the exam over the course of, you know, a couple of different days, and you'll see the same scan pop up over and over and over again. And that is what we call a sick pattern. And that becomes, you know, our fingerprint for what our body looks like when it's stuck, because it's literally stuck. The scan hasn't changed, and that's how we know the body is literally just stuck in the same repetitive pattern of being, you know, not being able to adapt. So that self-healing, self-regulating, self-maintaining, it's just going, oh my gosh, that's not happening right now. And so when we can see that that's happened, then I use x-rays to see exactly where the bone is misaligned. And I use a very safe and very specific adjustment where I don't twist, pop, or crack the neck. And I can help a person get that bone back in the right position. And then we can post-scan them. We actually have them, I have my patients rest 45 minutes after an adjustment, to make sure that the body has a chance to accept the correction and hold on to it. And then when I post-check them, you'll see that the scan's gone back to a good and healthy place. And so that's how we know we're actually making a change in the neurology versus just moving a bone around.
That's incredible. And can you tell if someone has, you know, a virus or bacteria or fungi or parasites or whatever also going on in their body, if their body is just off internally?
No. I really just look at the neurological aspect of the body. And so what happens is many times as a patient is holding an adjustment, we'll see that the neurology of the body is connected properly, and so the body will go through its self-healing, self-maintaining, self-regulating process, and so it'll do what it needs to do with the immune system to take care of the infection or whatever else might be going on. And so you'll see the body start healing. And so I always like to look at that first. Because many times we're like, all disease comes from the gut. And I'm like, and what do you think your gut is connected to? Your brain. So I always like to say, you know, look at your brain and your nervous system first. If it's working well, then absolutely start taking care of and looking at your nutrition. And, you know, do you have a bacterial or viral something going on? Or, you know, but first always look to the source, because if you take care of a problem from its source, you're now eliminating potential future recurrences. Because if you just take care of the gut and then it goes away and then it comes back again, and it's because that brain doesn't know what's going on down in the gut and it has no idea what to take care of. So that it's gone forever, not so it's gone for, you know, 20 days or whatever.
That's incredible. And then when people are working with you, do they find they also have an easier birthing process as well as an easier pregnancy?
I am noticing that when people are neurologically sound in the body, then the body starts to shift. So many times with chiropractors, you'll see, you know, we're trying to line everything up and get good posture. My goal is never good posture. I think good posture will happen when you have good neurological function. So I always notice that, you know, I take measurements. I absolutely take posture and look at posture when I have a patient come in for a first visit, and I look at it on re-exam just to show patients how it's changed. But my goal is always to, you know, help people have that proper function through the brainstem, and then because the bone is lining itself up from the top, everything kind of dominoes down. So when you have that very first bone in the neck lined up, then everything kind of opens up and lines up all the way down through the hips and down the rest of the spine. So I even had a patient recently who was having trouble. She had numbness and tingling on the top of her right foot, and all I adjusted was the top bone in her neck, and the numbness and tingling in her foot went away. Because one of those things is, as everything starts from the top and makes its way down, you'll see that, you know, that the body isn't open and ready to do what it was designed to do. And we were designed to make and create and sustain, create and nourish new life and help it make its way out of our body. So we were all designed to be able to do it. It's how well our body is adaptable to being able to make it happen in an easy and joyful way.
That's such a beautiful way to say it. And then one of the other things that I really sort of rocked me when I was reading your bio and everything that you were talking about, because it's so true. It was just something that just sort of hit the pause button, you know, as I was reading it, was that so many women do not talk about they're afraid to tell people that they're pregnant because they're afraid they're going to have a miscarriage or lose the baby. And So there is this incredible social fear around creating a family. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, it was one of those things where I actually realized, you know, even myself, because I did it the first time. We got pregnant. We didn't want to tell anyone. We told our parents pretty early on because we were in Atlanta and our parents were both here in California, and we just couldn't hold it in any longer, honestly. We were so excited to share that we told our parents, and then we waited till the end of the first trimester and told our friends. But now that I look back on it, as I'm going in through this process, you know, there's a huge fear, and I find that it falls into three categories, really. The fear can come from the couple themselves not wanting to share because they're afraid of what people might think about where their relationship is at. So it becomes one of those things where it's like, you know, is your relationship with each other not good enough anymore that you need somebody else to keep the relationship going? And that's a potential fear, even if you're in a great relationship. Or is it one of those things where, you know, we're adding to create an even better relationship? The second fear comes from, well, what if we say we're going to start trying and it takes forever for it to actually happen? So for me, if our body is doing what it was designed to do and it's functioning, then that shouldn't be a fear anymore. You know, if everything's working properly, then getting pregnant should be easy because we're designed to, you know, put the two together and it happens because that's all that needs to happen to make a baby. That's why teenagers can do it in the back of a car. And then the third thing is, if we do get pregnant, what happens if we miscarry? And for me, miscarriage is where women are at when they're closer to that stuck part of that scale of adaptability where they kind of accidentally got pregnant and their body really wasn't ready. And so they had the miscarriage because their body wasn't ready to nourish and sustain the life. And so if our bodies are neurologically sound, then we should be able to get pregnant easily and be able to sustain that pregnancy easily. And so then there shouldn't be any fear surrounding it. So I'll tell anybody right now, I personally am trying to get pregnant again because I love making babies. I have no fear surrounding it. I know what I've done to prep myself. You know, there's so many things. When you're able to kind of own your own body, I feel sometimes we don't own our bodies. I, as a woman, own my body, and I love being able to bring new life into this world. And so I don't have any fear surrounding that. I think it's amazing. I really think it's our gift as women to be able to do that, to be able to bring in new life into this world. And so when we're able to do that, you're able to let it go. Otherwise, how can you get the help that you need, right? If you don't know anything about the body, but you still want to be able to have that experience, you have to be able to tell somebody. And that's really a lot of times why I start talking to couples when they're getting married, because otherwise you don't hear about it until they're already pregnant. And at that point, you've kind of missed the chance to be able to help people if they need that help.
Just incredible information, absolutely incredible information. And I love, I was just looking that you have the baby making guru.
Yes.
How you help women
really
successfully prepare a baby's first home. I have to tell you, I love the baby making guru. I just, as I was typing it, as I was saying it, I was like, this is wonderful. How did you come up with it first? And then tell me what the baby making guru is, because I just love it.
Good. I'm so glad I get to explain it, because I'm a little bit shy and afraid of using that still. Like, I still have a hard time saying it. And really, I was just trying to be silly. Like, you know, when you're talking chiropractic, it honestly, and I'm being totally open, it's hard to talk chiropractic. It's like when you go to a networking event for anybody that has a home-based business or, you know, personal business, if you say, I'm a chiropractor, we're called the O doctor because everybody just goes, oh. Like, you already know what a chiropractor is. It goes out in one ear, out the other, and people are no longer paying attention to what you're saying. Like, we know that happens to us. So I don't say that anymore because I offer so much more than just chiropractic care. And I wanted something just silly that was going to get people's attention. And baby making just is so easy to just be like, I help people make babies. It was silly and stupid and just came out of my brain at a moment. And somebody goes, yeah, you should totally do that. And I was like, okay. So I took it on and now I'm kind of beginning to own it myself. But I really don't like using the word guru. It's one of those things I've kind of shied away from. Not that I don't think I'm an expert, but I guess it has a lot to do with ego and I wasn't ready to take it on yet. But for me, it made myself feel better when I was able to look back and say, you know what? I am a guru, but so is every other person that is going to have a baby. Because guru really just means teacher. And what we really need to do is, as a society, take a step back and remember that our bodies are our teachers. And so every woman is their own guru because you have to go back and learn and listen to your body. It will tell you what's going on. We don't spend enough time looking inward to trust and appreciate that our body knows to wake up in the morning, that our body knows how to breathe while we're sleeping, that our body is able to do all that healing, that our body knows how to make a baby and knows how to create the nervous system and the cardiovascular system and, you know, all these little things. We just kind of carry it around for 9.5 months, but our body is the one that's creating that beautiful life. And so we need to sit back and just appreciate the teaching of what our body gives us. And each and every one of us is our own guru.
It's also fascinating to me, and I really love the baby-making guru, just so you know. I think it's fantastic. And I was just thinking, I would love to connect you with Jodi Meyers, who is also on our show, is an astonishing guest. And she's a filmmaker and did a lot of documentary filmmaking for years, and then, like you, found the joy of life. And now she films birth. So she films the birth, and she also films the families during their first 2 years where periodically she'll come by their house or wherever they're going on vacation or the zoo or whatever, and she journals the first 2 years of the life from the birth. And so it would be great to connect you because you go from the conception and really
that's beautiful.
The whole arc of the journey would just be so magnificent, and I love watching that. I mean, just the process is just phenomenal. And I look when you were saying that you sort of approach this from a scientific place, that when you look at the collection of the organs and the atoms in our body or whatever that is, and just how fabulous it is. And so I love the fact that even our atoms or even our cells, that you see the wholeness, the oneness, the beingness, the entirety, not just a specific problem or a glitch that somebody's coming in to fix or a switch to be turned back on.
Absolutely. I love, it's kind of a beautiful mix for me because I'm totally a nerd. I love the science. I love that I get to practice chiropractic from this beautiful blend of looking at the neurology and seeing the x-ray, and I literally have protractors at my patients' heads to get exact, you know, alignments of how I want to make a correction and so that it's super specific and still very safe. And that, you know, the nerdy aspect, I love that about the chiropractic. And for me, you know, there's just this moment. It's kind of like when you wake up in the morning, when you kind of take that step back and realize that, you know, I'm made up of the same stuff that the bedside table is made up of, that the dining room table is made up, that my car is made up of. Like, we are all just a bunch of atoms, and we just happen to be beautifully organized into magnificent creatures. but everything is the same, and that's beautifully scientific. And at the same time, you know, it's how we're put together and what organizes everything that makes it very spiritual and very holistic for me. You know, our brain and nervous system controls everything in the body. And as long as that's functioning well, all the other parts and pieces should be able to function well too. And if they're not functioning well immediately, you know, they take time. Some things take time. Many things take time. And so I don't do quick fixes in my office at all. I love helping people regain health from that source, and they're usually ready to take that time to get their body on the right track so that it can stay well for a lifetime.
I love the work that you're doing and the commitment that you have. And I love when you say that, the O doctor. I've never heard that expression, that people say chiropractors are the O doctor. But if you think O is an orgasm, and what you're giving people is an orgasmic life, a life of bliss and euphoria and happiness and unbridled journey of everything, then the O doctor actually fits. It could be like this orgasmic way to lead your life.
I wish the facial expressions matched when I was at networking events.
In an unbridled fashion. Okay, so I have a question for you that I truly am just asking, and I have no idea what the answer is.
Okay.
Do children and teens require chiropractic care?
So this is actually part of my bigger purpose, that creating, you know, fostering a new generation of naturally healthy kids from the get-go. And what it really came out to was, you know, my daughter was checked when she was 14 hours old. And because birth is very traumatic. I mean, it can be ease, but at the same time, you know, sometimes you're in a hospital setting and the doctor has to pull, or there's forceps used, or vacuum extraction. Like, birth can be very traumatic. And what can happen potentially is that little atlas bone in those tiny little babies can be misplaced before their head even comes out of their mother and they take their first breath. And so now you have these kids that are not neurologically competent from the very first moment they take their breath into this new life. And so my passion is really checking kids. Like, I tell people all the time, I hate when people say, you know, get your kids adjusted. Why do they need to be adjusted if they don't need to be adjusted? Get your kids checked. I love checking kids, especially infants. once they start squirming, I like to potentially refer them out to somebody who is better equipped to handle the squirming kids, to be perfectly honest. But there's some great pediatric chiropractors out there as well. But I think it's important for them to be checked, because that first traumatic, potentially traumatic birth event, and then they're learning to crawl and then walk and then run, and then all of a sudden they're playing sports. And so all these things that kind of compound throughout a lifetime, which is where we get all of our issues from, right? We do all that, plus we then go to school and sit in a desk for God knows how many hours a day, and then we go to college and sit in more desks and more books, and then we sit at a desk job, and we just kind of keep adding on to the disastrous posture that we've created for ourselves from that potential misalignment, and that's kind of where our chronic illnesses come in. When you have that misalignment for so long that there's just diminished neurological messaging from the brain to the kidneys, and then all of a sudden you have issues there, you know, the brain and the pancreas, and now you have diabetes, or the brain and the heart, and now you have high blood pressure. You know, this is all long-term miscommunication that's been happening where all of a sudden the body just can't do it anymore, and you start to see our chronic conditions come out. So if you can take care of kids when they're young and make sure that they don't have that neurological incompetence and they're balanced and functioning well and adapting, then you have a less likely chance of them having those chronic health concerns when they're older. And that's why I always say check them. You know, if they don't need it, don't adjust them, but definitely check them.
Well, and what about teens that are going through chemical or biological changes?
Definitely. That's, you know, I always say chiropractic care for a lifetime, but it's not chiropractic adjustments for a lifetime. That's kind of that idea of creating, you know, a consciously creating a new lifestyle. It's about knowing how important your brain and nervous system are so that you check them every now and then. And it's not like you have to get checked once a week for the rest of your life. You know, my patients are getting checked. My maintenance patients usually end up getting checked once a month. But I have some patients that hold their adjustment for a year. I'm not checking them once a month. I'm checking them like once every 6 months just to make sure everything's okay. You know, going to the chiropractor doesn't have to be about going there so regularly that, you know, they know what happened, what you had for dinner last week. It's just about going in to get checked and make sure everything's still working okay. Because you're going to be doing things in your lifestyle that can potentially cause it to all get messed up again and get stuck. But as your body adapts, it gets better and stronger and you thrive more, and the things that you used to do that got you stuck will no longer get you stuck, and then it's going to be bigger things that get you stuck. So we shouldn't keep getting misaligned from the same thing over and over again. You know, we should be able to push ourselves because our body was designed to adapt. And so if we do that from a very young age, we're able to continue to get checked throughout a lifetime, but we're able to stay healthy for a lifetime.
That's perfect. And then what happens for people that are, like, are in a car accident? You always hear people, they get whiplash, and then they go to the chiropractor.
Yes.
But it's more that they got scared or frightened or something shifted. Like, people, a lot of times after accidents, are afraid to drive now, or they won't get on the freeway, or they have this innate fear that's stuck in them, as well as the mm-hmm. fact that their body is sore.
Yeah, I actually, and that's part of what happens. We always say that, that misalignment, it can happen from multiple things, and they're physical, chemical, and emotional. So, you know, you can have no car accidents but be eating crap, and your body is chemically toxic, and your body's not able to adapt. Or you can have gotten into the car accident or a slip and a fall, and physically your body is totally out of whack and not able to adapt. Or you have the emotional aspect where, you know, we can get everything clear, but if you're still trapped in that same fear, it's not going to allow you to hold your adjustment. You are going to keep getting, you know, stuck again. So many times what I notice with my patients is I will help them clear out, and then they keep getting stuck. And I'm like, okay, we need to stop and talk. Where are you at? Because if there's a lot of fear in there, or if there's a lot of stress or anxiety or depression, those are all things that can limit the body's ability to stay adaptable, and it just keeps getting stuck. And that's when I love referring patients for hypnotherapy. Hypnotherapy is one of those things that most people don't really know too much about, but it works wonders. And so that's kind of where I'm able to help refer patients on to the right path and being able to address all aspects of their health. You know, you have to be able to be physically, chemically, and emotionally balanced. That's how you get to be neurologically balanced. And so you can't do one without the other. You can't do chiropractic and, you know, not eat healthy or take care of yourself and, You have to be able to manage all three things. You want to be emotionally balanced and, you know how to manage your stress, whether it's meditation or long walks or taking out your anger on a punching bag. You have to be able to balance your emotions and your stress. You also have to be able to balance your body by being able to make sure that you're neurologically sound and that your alignment is good. But you should also exercise to make sure that the muscular system is able to support that good posture and good alignment. And then you also want to eat good foods and nourish yourself well and drink good water and plenty of it to hydrate yourself so that all the toxins can be flushed out of your body. You have to be able to do all of those things to maintain a balanced, a fully balanced lifestyle. And those are all habits you want to teach to your kids so that they can grow up and have grandbabies for you.
I love that. That's just so perfect. And then what happens for someone that has surgery, that had a rotator cuff or a hip replacement or a bypass surgery or something like that, or dental implants? After the surgery, are they now neurologically stuck or is their body off?
I always tell people, you know, anything is possible when you have proper nervous system functioning happen. 100% may not be possible if you're missing parts. So, you know, there's always, if you're missing parts or if your parts have been altered, then you may not be able to get to 100% function. But I've still been able to help patients get to much better function, even post-fusion, post-surgery, sometimes the surgery helps bring neurological competence, but sometimes, you know, when you have cervical fusions and different types of fusions, there's a limitation on what I'm able to help with, because then you're limiting the body from doing what it might want to do to be able to correct it. But at the same time, you kind of end up having cool results. Like, I had one patient who was having trouble, and she's had orthodontia and all sorts of other things, and with one adjustment, she came back 2 or 3 days later just for a follow-up to see how well it was holding in 2 or 3 days, and she goes, you know what, my low back pain hasn't gone all the way, but you're not going to believe what happened. And I said, what happened? She goes, well, I've been grinding the left side of my back teeth for years, and all of a sudden I'm not grinding. Like, I think my jaw shifted. She says, because I also spent like $3,000 on braces, and they were never able to line up my teeth perfectly. And she goes, look. And she smiled at me, and she goes, my teeth are perfectly lined up. And I go, I'm so happy I was able to make you smile and be happy about it. But you never know. Like, I mean, we can go through all that orthodontia, or I even have people sometimes that, you know, come in and they have glasses, and once we get the adjustment done and now their brain is connected to their eyeballs a little bit better, their prescription will change on their glasses. I've had patients' orthotics change. Like, it's one of those things where we do all these outside things. We kind of work from an outside-in perspective, where we use orthotics or we wear glasses and all these other things to make whatever's not working better instead of looking inward first. So many times, you know, if we look to our brain and nervous system first and get that connected properly, the vision might change, the feet might level out better, you know, all these different things could potentially get better before we have to do the outside-in things. And so I've definitely had people have those things change. Once they're under care, they're like, well, I wasn't expecting this to happen. I have a lot of, well, I wasn't expecting this thing to happen. Or somebody will tell me something, you know, 2 or 3 weeks into care where they're like, I know I came in for this, but now this is happening, and I didn't even tell you about that during my history. And I was like, well, that's why I try to take a thorough history, but I usually need people to tell me everything that's happening. So many things can change. I don't let surgeries limit somebody's ability to be under care. I mean, if it's completely fused, then I can't do anything about it. But it doesn't stop us from giving you the best potential function that you could potentially have.
That's great. And then also, do things get glitched neurologically when someone loses a job or they have a bankruptcy or a divorce or they lost a spouse?
Absolutely. Yeah, that comes back to that emotional balance. You know, sometimes I look at a patient's history and, you know, it looks like they've been having trouble since, like, you know, let's just pick a date, March of 2007. And they didn't have a slip or fall or a car accident in March of 2007, but you know what? Maybe their mom passed away in March of 2007, and their body hasn't been right since. You know, that's one of those times when you have to look back and clear that out first and be able to support them through getting through that emotional process. It may not be with myself. It may be me referring them to somebody who can help them and being able to help them with the care at the same time so that their body can start better adapting, and then they're able to hold that better, and then they can process through all of it easier, and then their body can go back to a state of health.
This is just, you're so gifted. You really are, and you're so wise, and you're so knowledgeable. And that's the goal, to really to bring our audience the very best tools and techniques and keys and secrets to having that happily ever after that they strive for, that they long for, that they yearn for, that they know is possible to be able to
Absolutely.
Live that kind of a life. And so how does somebody find you and work with you?
Somebody can find me by simply, I have two websites. I have thebabymaking.guru, which is the one that is all about how to get your body ready for baby, and it has the information for my seven keys to successfully preparing baby's first home program and all of that information. But the other way to get to me is really just by going to my main website, which is drnamira.com. So it's just my name.com, and that has information about upper cervical chiropractic in general, and then there's also a link to the Baby Making Guru page. And the reason I like to start with that is, you know, even if you don't want to have children, why wouldn't you want to have the healthiest life possible with your spouse for the rest of your life? You know, it's still about being able to have a long, happily ever after. Who is thinking about the fact that their spouse might pass away in the next 10 years or 20 years from a heart attack because they weren't taking care of themselves on their wedding day? You know what I mean? A lot of times we get to the wedding and we just assume that we're going to live forever with each other. But we have to make sure that we're taking care of each other from that first point, that first moment when we know we want to spend the rest of our lives with each other, so that we can have a long, happily ever after, even if it's without children. It's really about the couple being able to experience that lifelong happiness together, too.
So when you hear the word health, what does health mean to you?
Health for me is being able to wake up every morning and know that my body is working the way that it was designed to. So even if I have some aches and pains from laying on my shoulder all night nursing my kid, or, you know, being exhausted because I didn't get to sleep at night, or, you know, I might have a little bit of back pain here or there, whatever it is. It's waking up knowing, having that peace of mind. I personally go get checked once a month or once every 2 months, just because I've got a 4-year-old and I'm always stressed. So I like to get myself checked more regularly. But going and getting checked and knowing that my body is being adaptable, for me, that's peace of mind to say, you know what, I may not be feeling amazing today, but at least I know my body's working on it, and I trust that.
So consciously creating a better lifestyle and a better family and a better future is really possible.
Absolutely. It starts with us. I mean, if we're going to wait around for the government to figure out how to help us get healthy, we're in big trouble. We have to each take a step to say, you know what, I want my life to be better. And I'll be, you know, I am always upfront and honest. Like, I grew up drinking one or two Pepsis a day. We ate fast food a lot. And, you know, I didn't start my life that way. I wasn't healthy from day one. But I decided that this is what I wanted for my family. This is what I wanted for my husband and myself. And this is what I wanted for my daughter. And so we made that conscious decision to change our lifestyle. And those are the couples I love working with the most, the people who know that this is what they want to do for themselves. Because you have to make that mental, you have to take that mental action step. If this is something that I'm ready to do and ready to commit to, and then I can totally help you get there.
Well, I know that you can, and I want to thank you so much for taking your time out of your day to be with us, to teach us, to guide us, to enlighten us to really a better way of living an individual life a healthier life, a happier life, and a life with our partners, our spouses, our mates, our children, and a life that we can really look forward to, and a future that we can look forward to by having a happy and a healthy life. So it's just such a privilege having you here. And I look forward to having you back, and just the most incredible information. And I'm so glad. I'm not glad you were in the car accident, but that fate led you to a doorway in which you would learn a tool and a technique to be able to really change lifestyles and change people's lives to really be the kind of life they knew they were meant to live.
Thank you. I'm so appreciative and so excited to be on to be able to share this information with everybody. We're creating a movement.
Absolutely. Will you
movement to a new and healthy lifestyle.
Yes, and you are a key to that movement. So thank you for being with us. Beautiful show, and we certainly look forward to having you back.
Thank you.
Wow, just incredible information. Dr. Namira, how to consciously, truly consciously, have a healthier and a happier life, a better life. And I love that she is the baby-making guru. That's one of the best things that I have ever heard. And I'm really interested to go to the website and hearing the 7 keys to successfully really preparing your body for a baby, because I think that's information that people that are looking to start a family, wouldn't that be valuable information to have? And as Dr. Namira was sharing, she prepared her body before the pregnancy, before the baby was born. And what a beautiful, glorious, enchanting, marvelous experience. And how much she loved being pregnant, and you can as well. And I love the fact that she's opening doors for our kids to have a happy and a healthy future and a happy and a healthy life. And so coming together, all these elements of truly having that happily ever after that we know we were all meant to live. So just fantastic. So thank you to Dr. Namira. Next week we have an astonishing show. We are learning and talking with a doctor that is a psychologist and a therapist, but she works with people through tango dancing. She actually works with people where they physically move out their emotions and where they're at by stepping forward, stepping back, turning, changing directions. And it's through movement and dance that she's able to change people's lives, give people better life, give people better consciousness, and heal relationships that for years have been stuck, for years that have been at odds, for years that have been full of anger and volatility, and open the doorways and the pathways to really a blissful life. She's incredible. I've gone, I've watched her work. It's amazing. And so I'm excited for that show. And today I just thought this was the most fascinating, beautiful information. I'm readying myself to go see Dr. Namira and make sure that neurologically I am aligned and I am not stuck anywhere. And I think that the way that she works is exactly the way that a doctor should be working, just opening the doors for optimal health for ourselves. And just like she's saying, just to check in, to make sure that you're healthy, that you're alive, that you're vital, that everything, it's that essence of joy, that essence of bliss, that every day you are launching to a life of fulfillment and dreams realized and come true. So this is Nicole Brandon with Hourglass Bride. Thanks to our very special guest, Dr. Namira, and wishing you all a happily ever after.